Okay, we're continuing in Drasha Saran in the Drush HaChi'i. We're in the ninth Drasha, and the Masada Rav Kooks are on page Shin Mem Ches. So last time I talked about that, just like a father or mother, when they punish their child, whatever they do, you know, they feel like it's too much, even though they may know it's not too much, but they feel like it's too much because they love their children. So too, that's the way Hashem feels towards us, but the Tzaddik feels the opposite, in a sense, and the Tzaddik feels that whatever he got is not enough. Because he realizes, or she realizes, how great the Ribbono Shel Olam is, and therefore, when they do an Avera, how terrible that is, and therefore anything they get as punishment is a drop in the bucket for what they really deserve. So continuing in that theme, the Ran says, Im Kol Zeh, even with this idea that Hashem always feels like kaviyachal, like it's too much punishment when he's giving the Jews, when the Tzaddik thinks about who he did an Avera to, and who he didn't listen to, so then that tzaddik will think that it's impossible for him to get a kapara for his avera except with Hashem's great mercy. Therefore, Chazal made the drasha. Va'eschanan, when the parsha begins, va'eschanan, it's miloshon matnas chinam. Chanan means from chinam, for a free gift. That's why Chazal made that drasha, that Moshe was asking for a free gift, because he couldn't imagine that Hashem would forgive him other than to give him a free gift. Because there's no way to get a kapara mitzad adin. That's the way Moshe felt. And that's the way the parsha is explained well. Whether you say that drasha v'eschanan or not, the whole parsha is clearly talking that way. Because the next words say that he was v'eschanan, he davened to Hashem on that time, at that time. Pirsh beis ahilimar, what does it mean at that time to say? Since Moshe Rabbeinu saw his aver was too big to be forgiven, so the Moshe didn't daven at the time when he did the Avera, when Hashem told him, oh, you didn't listen to me, that, you know, at the time it happened, Hashem told him, Moshe, he wouldn't go into Eretz Yisrael. We don't find Moshe davening there. Rather, he davened much later. Moshe davened later, after he conquered Sichon v'Og. That's when Moshe davened. Because if you're coming to ask a king that the king should give you something, so if it's something that you deserve, like you can ask for, like I did this, therefore I deserve that, then then there's all times are the same. You can come whenever you want, good time, bad time. I deserve it, so you come. I did X, I'm owed. But if someone's coming to ask something that they don't deserve, they're just asking for a gift, then you have to wait for the right time. You want to just come at any time. You have to come at a time when it's a good time, when it's ace ratzon, when Hashem is feeling, you know, Hashem doesn't have feelings, but acting towards Bnei Yisrael with chayin, so that's when it's a good time to ask. That's why Moshe didn't ask at the time when he did the aver. He asked later after Sichon and Og were destroyed. That's the Chazal make this drasha in the Sifri that it says Ba'isahi at that time. This isn't comparable to a king where his people in his a certain city wanted to not pay taxes that year. There was a time where the king had two enemies and he conquered those enemies. So the townspeople said, this is a good time. The king's probably in a good mood. Things are happy. This is a good time to ask for a gift. But Moshe Gamkin, Moshe, the same thing. Since he saw that Hashem, obviously, at that time, it was a Shas Rotzon, the time when Hashem was doing Chesed with Bnei Yisrael. They had just conquered Sichon Og. He says, and Moshe said, this is a good time for me to daven to Hashem that I should go into Eretz Yisrael. That's why it says at that time. So it's clear, Chazal and Eliezer are saying that Moshe was davening because of, he was asking for a gift, a chesed. Moshe didn't feel that he was fitting to ask because I did anything. That wouldn't have been enough. He was asking for a gift. Okay. So this, on this way, it's very we can understand well what comes, the next words that come after that. Because the next pasuk says, Hashem Elokim, atah hachilosu laharosis avdecha eskad lecha v'esyadcha hachazaka. The pasuk says, this is Moshe's tefillah. He says, Hashem, you began to show me all your greatness and your strong hand. So, v'lor isi lechen me'am afarshim bo pirish mashpik. The Ran says, I haven't seen a good pshat in this. Shebevram Ibn Ezra nidcha, because the Ibn Ezra's pshat, the Ran says, is a dochek. It's doesn't fit in well. The Ibn Ezra explains that because there's no end to Hashem's wonders, Amar Moshe shkol mashira adachshav lahaya ki maschol alavad. So when the pasuk says, when Moshe is saying, Atah hachilosu, you Hashem have begun to show me, it means to say that because since God's wonders are infinite, so everything is always a beginning. Whatever you saw is always just the beginning. That's what he meant by saying, Hashem, you have begun to show me. Because it's always the beginning when something is so vast. Okay, Lefidvarv, according to the Ibn Ezra, says, the Ranim kol mashra ad achshav lehoisekim eschal. If everything Moshe saw till now is just the beginning, echi agamr shaldavar ebrana ve'era. So then how does it fit with the next pasuk? Therefore, let me go into Eretz Israel and see. What does one have to do with the other? Aval nira. So the Ran says, Shalderach Zayis Parashaf. And the Ran says he's going to give you a different shot based on what he just said. Vahu, and that is, Shemoshe mitzadan v'sanuso mitzad sheyemagdal shegigaso. Moshe, because he was so humble, and because this avera that he did, even though it was b'shogeg, he thought it was so terrible. L'hayaroa atmo k'day shiyaroi shiyira ha'aretz. He didn't think he was fitting to see Eretz Yisrael. L'fikach, therefore, pasach l'ratos esbara. He was trying to appease Hashem. V'amr Hashem Elokim ata hachilosa. He's saying, Hashem, you have begun. K'mo shomer, as if like someone saying, shekol mashu isi ad achshav l'hoysa haschala mimeneli l'rosa. As if to say, everything I saw till now wasn't because of me. Sherei af b'tchil l'hoyisi roi l'kach. Because even originally I wasn't fit to see any of your miracles. Aval ata hachilosa l'rosa. That's the point. The point of the pasuk is that not you Hashem, began, but it's you. Like, it wasn't because I deserved it. It's atah hachilosa. You're the one who began. You're the one, even though I was not fitting to start with, you began to show me your miracles. Shemitzad godol Hashem yisbarach. Because of the greatness of Hashem, b'shfal ha'adam, and the lowness of man, ein ba'adam ha'aschale l'skarvel Hashem yisbarach, v'liris godlo v'yadu chazaka. A person is not fit to get close to Hashem and to see His greatness and His strong hand. If not, that Hashem is just nice to that person and lets them get close to Hashem and see Him. Kinyan Shamar Akasov, like the pasuk says, is a pasuk in Yirmiyah. I'll bring him close, and he will come to me. Because who otherwise would think that they could come close to me? So that's a pasuk talking about Mashiach, that Hashem will bring the Mashiach close to him, because otherwise who else can would think they could get close to Hashem? V'arei mikra zeh nemar, this pasuk is saying, V'amar shim heyoso hashalim shba'anashim, even though we're talking about a very perfect prayer, we're talking about Mashiach, right? So he's supposed to be a big tzaddik. Hashalim shba'anashim. Still, even such a tzaddik, l'hoi ro'i l'gesh eshlai, is not fit to come before God. If not that I bring the person first, and then he comes to me. So therefore Moshe said, Im hayoshani yodea ba'atmi sheni roi liros ha'aretz. Moshe is saying, even though I know I'm not personally fit to see Eretz Yisrael, halo gam mitchila lo hayisi kedai liros esgad l'chaviyadcha chazaka. I was never fit to see your greatness and your strong hand. If you, Hashem, were only showing me things that I was fit to see, I never would have seen what I saw. But you began, you started to show me great things, even though I wasn't fit for it. Since that's so, tis chesed mi ma'od, do another chesed with me, continue the chesed, ebranava eres eres eretz atova, let me see Eretz Yisrael, afapi sheni ro'ayla, even though I'm not fit for it, I don't deserve it. Moshe zel tadam litza, now Moshe said, seeing Israel, that's not really what Moshe wanted to do, is see it, but he said it al derech melitza, I mean, it's just a way of talking, ki mipnei she'amar tchila, atach ilos leros, since the beginning of the pasuk was, you began leharos, atach ilos leros, you began to show me your great your greatness. So therefore, since he started like that, see him Amr Ebranav Era. So now you started to show me greatness, continue to let me see things. You let me see A, your greatness. Now please can let me continue to see B, which is Israel. Just like you saw me, showed me your greatness, please show me Israel with your midah of kindness. But it's not that Moshe would have been happy enough just to see it. Just to see Eretz Yisrael, Shari Amruzal, because Chazal tells us, V'chilech, Umepir Yehoyotarch, why was Moshe so interested in going into Eretz Yisrael? He was so hungry to eat the fruit there, Olisboa Mituva Yotarch, he wanted to satisfy himself with the goodness of Israel. Ela Amr Moshe, it wasn't the physical parts of Israel he wanted, Hari Mitzvos Tzuyos Baretz. Moshe wanted the mitzvos that come only when from Eretz Yisrael. He wrote, and she's Kaim Ual Yodi, Moshe was saying, let it be your will Hashem that I should be able to be Mekayim those mitzvos. You're not going to be mekayim the mitzvahs hatzlius baritz by looking at it. It was part of the davening tashem, just like you showed me this, please show me that. But he really meant that he should go in and eat the pears arts. Do the mitzvahs hatzlius baritz rather. Or possibly Moshe was just going baby steps. You know, first, Hashem, please let me see. If Hashem would say yes to that, then he would go further. Or perhaps a third possibility is Moshe was saying to show Klal Yisrael, Moshe wanted to show Bnei Yisrael that Hashem wouldn't even let him go in there to see it. It was to the honor of Klal Yisrael. Remember the way the Ran explained it, the sin of Moshe, the reason why Hashem was so upset about it was Kaviyachal was because it was for the honor of the Jewish people. This was just to be strengthened Jewish people in their service of Hashem. Since the Jewish people were so beloved to Hashem, that Moshe, part of his avera was the getting upset about at Klal Yisrael, and Hashem was standing up for their honor partially, and therefore not being Mocha Moshe. So Moshe wanted to show the Jewish people how much Hashem loved them. And furthermore, says the Ran, I believe, Kimasha Amr Bitchila Ba'isahi, that which it originally said in the Pasuk that I asked Hashem at this time, Hulahodia, Shagam La'acha Shechat Yisrael B'dvar Pa'or, Chasal Kvodim. Besides the fact that the Ran said before that Moshe davened Ba'isahi at that specific time because it was a good time because they had just won some wars. Furthermore, it's at that time, this is even after the Jewish people sinned. After the Jewish people sinned with the Aveir of Baal Peor, still Chasal Kvodim, still Hashem was standing up for their honor and not forgiving, and didn't want to forgive Moshe because of the honor of the Jewish people. If the Pasuk had not said that Moshe davened now, you might have thought he davened earlier, before the Jews had sinned. So then, before the Jewish people had sinned, it wouldn't have been so shocking that Hashem stood up for their honor. But at this time, when the Jewish people already sinned with Avodah Zarah, and still Hashem loved them. This shows that Hashem deals with the Jewish people like a father with their son. Even if they're do a super terrible thing, the father always loves the child and will never send them away. Or at least not completely. This explains why the end of this the end of the psukim in Vayeschad, and a few psukim later, it says that we sat next to Baal Peor. Why in Yizelakan? Why did Moshe mention, by the way, we're sitting next to Baal Peor? El Omer was from this point to tell them, Shemashin is Abra, Hashem is Baruch, be lema'anchem lichvodchem. Moshe was saying, the reason Hashem is so angry at me is because of you, because Hashem is standing up for your honor. And it's after you even sinned with Baal Peor. V'nase Hashem es asher nase, Haskin al Haskin, what happened there that happened, we shouldn't talk about it. Still, after your Avera, Hashem still loves you and stands up for your honor. And this is what Chazal meant with the drasha that the Ran brought earlier, that Hashem was standing up for their honor, and that Ata Yisrael, when the Patsis says Ata Yisrael, is you're a new Jewish people, Hashem forgave you. Hashem is always loves the Jewish people and always stand up for them. Ulafikach, therefore, That's why the pasuk then goes on to continue to say, and now you Jewish people, listen to the chukim. Chukim, remember, means laws that we don't know the reason for, and mishpatim are laws that make sense to the human mind. Kalomer, kevin shatem kol kach avim l'fnei hamakom, since you are so beloved to Hashem, roi shetishmu chukim v'mishpatim. So then it's fitting for you, since you're so beloved to Hashem, to listen to God's commandments. It says chukim and mishpatim shehim kol mifnei shehim kol lematar akula, because that includes everything. Chukim and mishpatim includes all mitzvot. V'achar kach piret ma'alas kol echad mehem. And after it says that, then the Torah goes on to explain what's special about each one of them. Ritzoni lomer min achukim and mishpatim, what's good about chukim and mishpatim. Pasach tchila b'chukim. First thing Hashem says is why chukim are great. The Amar, and the pasach says, shmartim asisem, you should do the mitzvos, kihi chachmaschem uvinaschem la'ini hagayim, because this shows your wisdom to the gayim, asher yishmun es kol ha'chukim ha'ilo, they'll hear all the chukim you're doing, all the mitzvos that seem to make no sense, we just do it because Hashem said so, they'll see that, and they'll think you're geniuses. Ve'amu rak am chacham v'navon ha'gay ha'gadol hazel, they'll say, wow, these people are really smart. Mikra zek nemar k'neged yitzhara, this pasuk is said against the yitzhara. What the v'hu komer, it's as if to say, this is what basically the Yitzhar would tell you. How can we go around doing mitzvos that are so silly, seem silly, like not eating pork or not wearing shatnez, but Goyim make fun of us? That the Yitzhar says, oh, you look like a fool. The Goyim say, you look like a fool. What are you doing this for? Because the reasons for chukim are not known to us. And that's an important point. The Ramban makes that in the Chumash as well. It's not that chukim have no reason. They do have a reason. We just don't know the reason. But they do have a reason. Either way, we don't know them, so we feel dumb doing them. Or you might feel dumb doing chukim. So Hashem is telling you, don't worry, it's not going to happen. When you do chukim, it's not that the goyim are going to say, wow, you're dumb. Just the opposite. V'ala hepech. Actually, what's going to happen is the guy are not going to say you're dumb. They're going to say, wow, these people are amazing. And the pasuk explains, how's that going to be? Because they'll say, because I see these people that are doing all this funny stuff. It seems to work because Hashem seems to be close to them. There's no other nation that Hashem is so close to. So whatever stuff they're doing, I guess it works. Apirisha Inyan, the explanation of this is, Kimishiyasa is a dover zar mode, someone who does something really strange, Liyira Botam Kla, that no one can figure out why on earth they're doing this. In Lo Yimashech Mimena Toelas Mavur Nigla, if no one sees the point, like what comes out of it, Azurai Bemeshi, Chashim Lashot Vesachel. So then it's true, everybody should look at that person like an idiot. Avalimimashech Mimenu Inyan Mufla Rava Toelas, but if people see amazing things result from what you did, so then even if what the action you did to cause that result still seems crazy, the crazier what you did is, the bigger genius you look like. Like we'll say as an example, with a mushal. Someone comes in with strep throat and you give them antibiotics. They get some amoxicillin and they get better. Okay, nothing special. The next guy comes in with strep throat. Instead of giving him amoxicillin, he gives him tea mixed with cholent. I don't know. And whatever. And his fear disappears, and the strep goes away. Shane Suffolk, there's no doubt. The second guy looks like a much bigger chacham. Because you figured out stuff that nobody else was able to figure out in the lab. And we're not talking about where it doesn't work, we're talking about something does work. One person prescribes the medicine that everybody else prescribes, the second doctor prescribes some remedy that nobody's ever heard of, and it consistently works. So you look at that guy, wow, that guy's smart. He figured something out that nobody else figured out. Kain huzei inyan b'shavah, so that's the same thing here. Ki ha'umu shiyiru eschem mekaimim ha'chukim ha'ilim, the guy I'm seeing you do these chukim, she'in adas meskemes mehem, that the mind doesn't understand why it should be done. Kick karbanos, interesting example the Ran gives, his example of a chok is karbanos, buzulasim and others, like a carbon. Why would it be that if you slaughter an animal, sprinkle its blood somewhere, that Hashem Shechina would rest with you? I don't know. But it's a chok. We do it. And because you do karbanos, they see Hashem's Shechina is with you more than any other nation. They'll have to understand, they'll have to be moda and admit that it's not because of our great mishpat laws. We have some good laws that require people to give charity, let's say. Every nation has various rules to keep every society functioning. How come they don't have Hashem's Shechina with them? So, for example, certainly in the time of Bais Rishon, there are all miracles going on constantly in the Beis HaMikdash. Goyim didn't have that. Therefore, the Goyim will have to say, Afa Bisha Nigla Mehachukim Yira Kishok VeKilsa. Even though it seems from what you're doing, these chukim seem like a joke. Al Kachenu Anukin. I guess we're wrong. El Behechich Nitzdarech Lodus. We will be forced to admit Sha'am Chachun VeNavuna. Goyim got all that. These guys were right. They were smart. Zehu Lashon. Rak am chacham benavon. This is what it means. You're only a chacham benavon. Kmosh Omer, af apish neglehu nira ke'am sachal. Even though it looks like you're a foolish nation, akachenu achar roseinu hanimshach. We're forced to say after we see what came of this, nitzarech lomer shu'am chacham benavon. So we have to say that you're a very smart nation. In other words, when it says Rak Am Chacham Navon, it means Rak, as in like, it's not what you thought. It's actually Am Chacham Navon, because they will see that Hashem Shechina will be with us, and then they will know that we were right, and we were smart, and we were doing the right thing. Okay, we'll stop here.